actually really good.
Finally, James Holzhauer donated money to a pancreatic cancer charity in Alex Trebek's name.
That's
after
awesome.
His final appearance on the show. By the way, his final appearance on Jeopardy was the highest rated episode in 14 years.
Well, we knew it was coming.
I'm glad. That's true. I'm glad he's getting his due. I think he's a great television guy. I mean, he's fun to watch.
I think that'll make Jeopardy kind of rethink that too, because they didn't want people to know that ahead of time that he was going to leave. But I think more people tuned in because of that.
Yeah,
we were waiting to take a charter to Orlando for a big promotion. No, it was to L.A. and Alex Trebek was in the Delta Lounge with us.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't part of our group, but he was there with his manager or somebody.
Yeah.
And I felt like I was not out of line to go up and say hello because I was part of his affiliate in Florida.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that work out?
I can tell by his face.
It wasn't nasty, but...
He was standoffish.
Very.
Yeah.
Like, so what?
Yeah. So did he announce that he's off Jeopardy?
Who?
Trebek?
No.
No, I was talking about the guy who had that long
right,
streak.
Right, yeah, we knew that. We knew about
the
that.
Jeopardy people didn't want that to get out.
Yeah.
And but in because people knew that was going to be his last time, they wanted to watch it.
Well, yeah. We live in a world of leaks, don't we?
Lots.
There's no such thing.
Who said that first? Churchill?
Do you believe the time already? We are just so close to 7 o'clock, I can almost see it in the rearview mirror. So we got Fox News coming up, and then we're back. Emily will have another name in the Calling for Carrots contest. Rich will have an updated forecast. Jay will have random facts. And I'll have new specials from Food Outlet for our $10 pop quiz question.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3660. Or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular. It's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East. Vaughn at Taylor.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, July 28th, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Wetumpka and find your winning moment.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hintz Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On June 19th, 1962, the world welcomed little baby Paula Abdul.
Is it a boy or a girl? Straight up now, tell me.
Congratulations. It's forever your girl.
Paula Abdul, A Star is Born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Trump tells supporters at a packed rally in Orlando, Florida, officially kicking off his 2020 re-election campaign. The current economy is perhaps the greatest in U.S. history.
As long as you keep this team in place, we have a tremendous way to go. Our future has never, ever looked brighter or sharper.
There are hundreds of anti-Trump protesters outside the arena. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan has met with the person who will take over that job Monday, Army Secretary Mark Esper, to talk about the transition.
Patrick Shanahan has been acting Defense Secretary since January. His nomination to be the next Secretary of Defense had been announced. Now it's been withdrawn. Published media reports detailed episodes of violent domestic disputes several years ago between Shanahan and his ex-wife. Democrats have questioned the vetting process.
Fox's Jared Halpern in D.C. This is Fox News.
You found a morning radio program with one thing in mind. They want to wake you up.
Ah, good morning.
So wake up with Greg Budin.
I'm awake, but I can't get my eyes open.
Jay Scott.
Wakey, wakey, eggs and bakey.
Emily Hayes.
Wake your butt up.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
Oh, top of the morning to you. And a tap in the morning to you, too.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Hey, wake up and go to sleep.
That was just good stuff, wasn't it?
I still watch them when I can.
This show in itself is
hysterical.
At 8 minutes after 7 o'clock, Greg Budeau, Jay Scott, Emily Hayes, who begins the hour with
another name in our Call in for Carrots contest, and that name for the 7 a.m. hour is Dale Barrett. So Dale Barrett, if you can hear this, you need to give us a call at 396-5477, 396-5477, Dale Barrett, by the end of the hour, and you will qualify for a one-carat Forever Mark diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
I think Dale's a News Talk listener.
Dale Barrett.
I've heard that name before.
And if you're friends with Dale Barrett, you can let Dale Barrett know that we've called his name Dale Barrett.
Because if he found out later that, you know, he normally isn't up this early, and you didn't call him when you heard his name so he could have a chance to win something like that.
Dale Barrett.
It could jeopardize your friendship.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
Because friends don't let friends
miss out on a diamond appraised at $10,000 from Marguerite's.
And you know the way Dale can get.
Yeah, Dale Barrett. Looking at you, bruh.
All right. Let's, a little misty outside.
Yeah, play misty for me.
Sprinkles, what's going on?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Yeah, if you haven't walked out yet this morning, it's bright and blue and refreshing. No. Just kidding. Hot and humid again today. Partial sunshine with scattered thunderstorms here and there around the area. A rather generous supply this afternoon and this evening with a high around 91. The storms fade out tonight. A muggy overnight low 75. Tomorrow, a complicated thunderstorm forecast. There could be a round of thunderstorms in the state going on even pre-dawn tomorrow. And then another round redeveloping in the afternoon. One that could be a bigger deal in our area. Follow me. It's very complicated. A few of the storms possibly strong, maybe severe. High tomorrow, 93. Friday, not as many storms. They'll start to thin out on the first day of summer. And then on Saturday and Sunday, hot and humid. Mid-90s both days, with only isolated storms on the first weekend of summer and triple-digit heat indices, especially by Sunday. Right now, this morning, the airport is officially reporting mist. And sure enough, we were just outside. You can feel it on you, right? Almost like a little drizzle. The humidity is reported at 100% out at the airport.
Oy.
Because the temperature equals the dew point. It's 74 now at 7-Eleven.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE.
A lot of changes in the, not so much the pharmacy creation industry, but in the distribution of pharmaceuticals through your local drugstores. And they're feeling a lot less local and a lot less convenient than they used to. I can think of one. I don't want to mention any names. And many people have no choice but to use them because some insurances won't let them go. That's another thing. Remember the good old days when your insurance would be good anywhere you took it?
Oh, yeah.
And now, well, no, you can't take it to that store because...
We stopped accepting that.
Yeah. So after you figure all of that stuff out, here's what you do. Just go to Adams Drugs. First of all, you're going to get very friendly personal service. They are just as modern as anybody else in terms of getting your insurance information into their system, fighting for every dime they can save you on your copays, and doing the extra. Like, if you need to wait, that doesn't mean walk around the store for 40 minutes and come back, and maybe you'll get lucky. It means have a seat right here at the front, and we'll take care of it now. They understand the meaning of the word now at Adams Drugs. That's really important, especially when you're not feeling particularly well and all you want to do is go home, take your medication, and start to feel better. That's the kind of service you can expect. Sometimes your doctor will phone in a script because you're too sick. If you're too sick to go to work, you really are too sick to be driving your car, and let Adams Drugs deliver for you. They offer that service as well. So they go that extra mile for you. You don't have to walk a mile and a half from the point you park your car. That's another thing. You're not feeling good. You get a prescription, and then you got to park in a jam-packed lot and walk all the way into the door and then wait in the line. It's a nightmare. So go with that local effort, local folks, and a local team dedicated to the best customer service possible. All 12 Adams Drugs locations guarantee it.
Who had the tagline, walk a mile for...
That was a camel.
Yes.
Yeah. That's fine if you want a camel, but if you're not feeling good and you want to get better, walking a mile sounds real unappealing to me. And that's why you love Adams Drugs. They're just so consistent from location to location and the kind of people you'll find behind the counter, friendly, knowledgeable pharmacists, and the bonus of gift shops. And by the way, I always say this, if you need a Diet Coke and a peanut butter cup to feel better fast, well, you can get that there too. Stop by any one of the 12 locations. Try Adams Drugs and support the local team at 714. Let's see what's happening on our road.
Traffic is brought to you by Lewis Lawn. Lewis Lawn on the Northeastern Bypass has all of the brands that you trust and local folks that know all about lawn equipment. Come see why Lewis Lawn is a cut above the rest.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock rush hour, and things are really busy out on the boulevard. Be careful around the intersections. If you're on the interstates, everyone seems to be moving along at a speed limit ride. Just watch the traffic around you. Traffic on the 31s is moving along pretty well. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, there's a lot of folks rolling with you, so be careful around the Redland Road traffic light and when you reach the boulevard. Todd's Produce grows their own Chilton County peaches and make their own homemade peach ice cream. It doesn't get any better. Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to Waffle House. I'm Jeff Blake. Lake Montgomery, Skywatch traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Well, I just got the new food outlet specials for next week.
Yeah. That's right, it's Wednesday.
I won't be here to serve you top sirloin steak.
Wait a minute. It just hit us. You won't be here to serve us top sirloin steak.
And it's $3.74 a pound. I could give you come in with some big... meaty, beefy, big, and bouncy steaks.
Please don't go.
$3.74 a pound. Also, look at this. Boneless chicken breast. $1.98 a pound. You're not going to find anything close to that. If you're lucky, it's $4.99 a pound on a good day at the big chains.
You know what they say, one is not enough and three is too many.
Where did I hear the wise man said that earlier today? Also, everything in Food Outlet is cost plus 10, which makes the store overall the best place to shop if you really want to save serious money. Boneless pork chops are $1.77 a pound, and ballpark franks. There's nothing wrong with a big casserole of beanie weenies and your favorite hot dogs chopped up. Or if you like them on a bun with a nice yellow stripe of mustard and maybe a sprinkle of onion and relish. Hot dog buns at Food Outlet, the Sure Fine House brand, which are excellent. They're 74 cents a pack. You're paying $1.29 for the house brand at the big chains. Stop wasting money. I feel like your father here, but I'm very passionate about this. Save, and Food Outlet will help you do that. In twice a day, Millbrook on Highway 14, Prattville west of Highway 31 on Main Street, and on Coliseum Boulevard. And yes, that's me in my trench coat with the camera taking pictures of the chicken tenders. Because we don't want any dog getting nervous that there won't be fresh chickens.
Did you hear he's not going to be here next week?
I know.
She's not very happy about it. So, we have East on the phone.
Hey.
Hi, East.
Hey, good morning. I've got a question for Rich.
Okay.
I'm hoping he can help me out with a little theory that I've got.
Yeah.
Our house was built in 1976. We've got a big wood door in the front. And on damp mornings like this, it's difficult to close. But on the dry... low humidity days. I mean, the door just closes. Is that just me, or is that a weather phenomenon?
I think in the more humid air, and this is almost a little bit out of my realm, but I think probably there's some expansion maybe during the warm humid days than there is, and a little contraction perhaps. Well, I know there's certain kinds of contraction there in the cold days, but. Anyway, yeah, that could be it.
I don't know what you mean, Rich. Tell us more.
That could be it. I don't know, man. I think so. I think you got something there, though.
You see, hey, you may have helped me out. I'll quote you speculatively on that.
Rich said.
Yeah. Rich said, yeah, that's the authority. You better believe it. Yeah. All right, you guys have a great day.
Thanks, man.
All righty then. We are at 718 on this Talk 93.1 FM.
Guess who I just talked to?
Dale Barrett?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
I knew he
did
had to be...
Did you give him the right number?
I did give him the right number, yes.
Okay.
I had a feeling he was one of ours, and that makes me feel good.
That's
so he's
great.
Got the number to call.
He's got the number to call, yes.
Good deal.
Good work, and good luck, Dale. We hope you win. It is 7:19. When we come back after your local news, we'll have today's edition of Random Facts. That'll be followed by that $10 Food Outlet pop quiz we just promoted.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Butler County authorities have arrested four teenagers after a deadly shooting. Authorities say that last Wednesday, deputies found a man who was shot on Crosby Lane. He later died at the hospital. Authorities have arrested four teenagers, ranging in age from 16 to 19. Their names have not been released. Republican Roy Moore is expected to announce Thursday if he will run for U.S. Senate in 2020. Moore said earlier this year he was seriously considering another run after losing in 2017. The seat is currently held by Democratic Senator Doug Jones. And candidates for Montgomery mayor were part of a candidate forum Tuesday night. It focused on education, crime, and the future of West Montgomery. The mayoral election is set for Tuesday, August 27th. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Today's program is sponsored by Wayback Wednesday. I can't believe the trashy music kids listen to nowadays. What happened to good old wholesome songs like Push It and Me So Horny?
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Join us this month as we donate a portion of our proceeds to Folds of Honor, a scholarship program for the children of service members who died or were disabled in the line of duty. Thank you for your support.
License number 15033.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire. Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
It's Christmas in July, and when you turn to the experts at AC by LaGuire, they have presents for you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit on new carrier systems. ACByLaGuire.com. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by LaGuire.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate.
carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is International Box Day. Let's take a moment and salute all those great boxes that made this day so special. Packing boxes, storage boxes, moving boxes, cardboard boxes, toolboxes, jewelry boxes, wooden metal boxes, pallet boxes, fused boxes, gift boxes, corrugated boxes, ballot boxes, black boxes, lunch boxes, match boxes, shipping boxes, pizza boxes, empty boxes, P.O. boxes, pill boxes, Pandora's boxes, soap boxes, squeeze boxes, jewelry boxes, toolboxes, electrical boxes, penalty boxes, and Jack in the Boxes. Have a great Box Day.
June 19th is World Sauntering Day. So I am going to saunter everywhere I go. I'm going to saunter over here. I'm sorry, that was more of a mosey. Let me try to saunter over here. Oops, that felt a bit too much like meandering. Maybe if I swing my hips a little more. Uh-oh, I think I just sashayed. Oh, forget about it. I'm just going for a walk. Happy World Sauntering Day.
William B. is on the line. Good morning.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
There you are. Hey.
Yeah, I was distracted there for a second.
Oh.
Okay.
No, I was just...
Anybody
was
we know?
Nobody you know. I was just trying to get things, get phone numbers and everything texted to my nephew Dale.
Oh, okay. Are you related?
Yes, he's my nephew. Yeah.
Oh. Really? I know you both had the same last name, so I wasn't sure. But
yeah, there's a few of us around, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he called here first, but of course, you know, we gave him the right number to call back to. So.
Yeah. He was texting me, asking me for the number. I was trying to get it to him and all that kind of stuff. So, but anyway.
What a guy.
Hey, that's because you want to.
Because I kind of want to know why.
Oh, yeah, that's my nephew. Greg, how you doing with the jitus, man? The jitus doing any better?
Slowly but surely better, yeah. Be at bomb hours good tonight, spreading it there.
Oh, cool.
You really think you need it?
No.
That stuff's not contagious.
Actually.
It is actually contagious.
That is actually contagious.
Yeah, when you have a fever, it is.
Look, I'm trying to help you out. That's not contagious.
I mean, we're not making out or anything.
No. Oh, my God.
Damn it, Greg. I'm a truck driver, not a doctor.
Oh. Well, we hope to see you at bomb hours tonight if you get a chance.
If I can make it, I'll be there. But summertime's kind of tough on me. So,
I got you.
Anyway. But anyway, hope you get better. And I was just trying to get phone numbers lined up for the boy there and get him hooked up.
Good work.
All right, thanks.
All right, man. See you.
Okay.
And now,
William be gone, so now it'd be time for
random facts.
How about instant convoluted intro?
That's wonderful. Did you know? Did you know shrapnel was named after the inventor? I don't know how somebody invented shrapnel, but Henry Shrapnel invented, or at least I guess maybe that's how he got
maybe he was the first person to call because random maybe bits
shrapnel. Is not something you invent. Bombs you invent. Yeah. The byproduct of a bomb is the shrapnel.
So and maybe he was the first one to coin the term.
Aren't you glad he's not the one that invented the toilet? And you're talking about all the shrapnel downstairs?
Okay, in 1784, while a lieutenant in the Royal Artillery, I don't know why I said artillery.
That's a good word combination for artillery and military.
Yes.
Artillery.
He perfected, with his own resources, an invention of what he called spherical case ammunition, a hollow cannonball filled with lead shot that burst in midair. He successfully demonstrated this in 1787 at Gibraltar. He intended the device as an anti-personnel weapon, and there you go. That is where shrapnel comes from. So, he invented a, you know,
the original shrapnel.
Basically, a grenade.
And everybody else just took it.
A bomb that explodes with things inside.
Yeah, among the many horrors that our courageous bomber pilots had to deal with in World War II was flying through a clear blue sky, and all of a sudden things are exploding, sending out shards of metal in every direction towards the planes. And that was enough to bring them down. It had to be unbelievably scary stuff.
Absolutely.
Shrapnel.
Shrapnel. Page two. Did you know, and by the way, I know we have a lot of people who garden around here. Yeah, I think Greg has a garden and that sort of thing. Mm-hmm. I would like to try one of these. I don't think I ever have, but if anybody has some, please bring one by. A sweet variant of cucumbers called burpless cucumbers.
Randy Burkhalter may know about those.
He may. A sweet variant of cucumbers called burpless cucumbers. I would like to know what one of those tastes like.
I'd like to know how they get the out of the cucumber, the burp. How do you de-burp a cucumber?
A cucumber is just a boring pickle.
I can't even right now.
You know?
Didn't Churchill say that?
And so I'm curious as to what a sweet variant of the cucumber tastes like. So bring them in.
Probably like a sweet.
We've talked about horribly spicy peppers, and people bring me those peppers. I would like a sweet cucumber, please. Did you know Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is first on the list of highest scoring players? He's scored 38,387 points in his NBA career. However, out of all of those points, only one of those is from a three-pointer.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Well, the three-pointer didn't come into play during most of his career, did it?
I don't know when that...
That's a good question. When was the three-point... When was the three-point line added? The history of the three-pointer. What do we have here? Just give me a date. Why are you taking so long to load?
Oh, yay.
Right? Sometime around 1967. 67 was the first year of the three-point shot.
Really? I thought it was later than that for some reason. In college basketball, it was in use, wasn't it? First, before the
not sure. Gosh, I don't know. I wish
or the American Basketball Association. Maybe that was
ABA.
It.
ABA.
Mm.
Everybody remember the Pittsburgh Pipers?
I do not.
No.
No.
Near.
Not a basketball.
How long did the ABA last?
Well, it lasted long enough to where the NBA merged a bunch of those teams in the league. Right. I mean, the Pacers from Indiana were some, you know, they were among the teams. I just set off Siri.
Uh-oh.
Did you know, following the return of the English monarchy in 1660, a number of people posthumously found guilty of crimes during the Civil War and in between were given a posthumous execution. It is exactly what you think it was.
What?
They dug up the bodies.
No!
You're kidding me.
The remains were exhumed, they were hanged and beheaded, and then their bodies cast into a pit.
You're kidding me.
That is some pent-up frustration.
Now I'm picturing being the guy that has to do that and saying...
Well, given the rate of decomposition, I mean, you know, you go to lift something out so you can re-kill it, and re-kill it starts falling apart. You know,
what a thankless job. Yeah, how was your day at the office? It was awful again. Dug up four people again.
How horrible!
Jeez.
Oh man. Did you know underbites are much more rare than an overbite?
Okay.
If one reaches adulthood with an underbite and decides to correct it, then they're going to either be getting braces or they're going to have to go undergo surgery.
My stepdaughter got her braces on yesterday.
What age?
She'll be 13 tomorrow.
What's the most common age, I wonder, for the...
I was
usually earlier than that.
I was 14 when I got mine.
Braces do not have the social stigma that they did.
No. You're right.
When Rich and I were in school, because they were mostly metal. And you would get teased.
What are they now?
She's got metal ones.
Yeah. Aren't they metal now?
No.
Aren't they still metal?
Our police squad made fun of them.
They used a lot of plastic, too.
Yeah.
It wasn't as obvious.
I've never had to wear braces.
I had to have braces.
I should have.
And the way kids are, as far as being, you know, like, not bully, but the way...
Mean? You mean the way kids are just mean?
I would hate to have...
She's not even phased or worried about it at all. She's such a good kid.
Because it's not the social...
Yeah, I don't think it applies as much anymore.
It's not the stigma it was.
Like, were you picked on when you had your braces?
No.
Yeah. Well, you were... When did you have...
I got them after the summer before freshman year of high school.
So what are we looking at? What year?
Like, what year?
Yeah, what year?
That was 99.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Going back to... I was in school during the mid to late 80s and early 90s there. Then, yeah. Because I saw kids getting picked
on. When I was a kid, there was a girl on our bus in Birmingham. Her name was Dana. And she had headgear.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I was explaining to my stepdaughter this week. I was like,
be glad you don't have headgear.
I said, it's changed a lot. This girl, Dana, and she had these huge glasses and stuff, too. Bless her heart. But, man, when she got the headgear off and when she got contacts, she was like the most beautiful person.
Right. Oh, yeah.
It was totally an 80s
a
movie.
A thrill day when you get your
braces off.
Yeah.
Because how long do you have to wear?
Depends.
Stepdaughter has to wear hers for 28 months. I had mine on for a little over 3 years.
Yeah.
I was like, please be off before senior pictures.
Yeah.
But
it was always a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are some adults that have braces.
Yeah. I mean, there's so many options now to where you can do like the Invisalign stuff once you get to a certain point with the clear plastic. Mm-hmm. But I digress.
I think we've covered braces.
Yeah, I think we have. We've done braces enough. Move now, on. Did you know Wonton Food Incorporated?
Wonton.
What do you think they make?
Wontons.
Of food.
Well,
a day.
They're actually the world's largest manufacturer of fortune cookies. They're based out of Brooklyn, New York.
Yeah, fortune cookies have been more like suggestion cookies lately.
Yeah,
or daily affirmation cookies.
I hate to be the person that has to slip all those little things into the cookie.
Well, general observation cookies.
Or the guy who's writing them now saying, I have run out of ideas.
Yeah.
Confucius say, give me more ideas.
That's why they started putting lottery numbers, lucky numbers in there.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
They make 4.5 million per day.
Oof.
Per day. That's a lot. Hey, did you know that Family Matters was a spinoff?
Oh, it was supposed to be a vehicle for Harriet.
Who are you talking
about? The mom.
The TV show Family Matters?
Yeah.
With Urkel and Carl Winslow and stuff? Nothing? No?
Nothing.
Really? Is it on the Smithsonian?
No, it's not.
No.
But
it's part of the old TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Or TGIF.
Yeah. And that was the show that Judy just disappeared from. Their third kid.
Family.
Judy.
Do that.
Yeah. They don't need any help.
Family Matters was a spinoff of Perfect Strangers.
Because of Harriet, the mom. Harriet Winslow.
We just talked about Balky yesterday.
I know, that's why I put that.
It was supposed to be a vehicle for Harriet, but then the whole Urkel thing took off. Mm-hmm. And
wasn't Tom Hanks on that show?
No,
you're thinking
Bosom Buddies.
Oh, that one, yeah. Stupid.
Yeah. Did you know that during the Battle of Okinawa, the USS, maybe Laffey, it's spelled Laffey, but I don't think that's how they said it.
L-A-F-F-E-Y?
Yeah.
Laffey would be correct.
Really?
Yes.
Who's that? Is there a...
General
some kind
or
of
something?
General Laffey?
Taffy?
Yeah. Well, they need a...
It's just right there.
She's so funny.
Joke on every bullet.
I'm my old best friend.
Yeah, he was. He served under General Picklepuss.
You ever been on the USS Picklepuss? That museum is wonderful.
All right, then the USS Laffey was hit by 5 kamikaze attacks.
All right.
Wow.
3 bombs scored direct hits, while 2 landed near the ship over the span of 80 minutes. Regardless, not only did the ship remain afloat, but with little repair, she was able to sail home to Seattle on her own power.
Wow. So that was a very lucky ship.
No Laffey matter.
And you should turn red.
Send you the story of the USS Palmer later.
Okay.
Did you know the second, third, and fifth president
of the United States all died on the 4th of July.
Yes. That is the most amazing.
Is
the two original signers, Jefferson and Adams, who had a very
tempestuous,
died on the 50th anniversary of the Declaration on the 4th of July, 1926, within hours of each other. What are the odds on that?
And the last thing Adams said was,
Jefferson still survives.
And Jefferson had died 2 hours earlier. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you know Cool Ranch Doritos?
Ooh!
In the Netherlands, are called Cool American Doritos.
You're kidding. Really?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
And finally, did you know that Father's Day, which just occurred this past weekend, it was created by Sonora Dodd, who wanted to celebrate her father, who was a widower and was left to raise six children alone.
Oh, man.
She was inspired to do this based on a sermon on Mother's Day and thought of her father and made a petition to make it a holiday. In 1972, it was finally declared one.
Wow.
Is that right?
And those are all of your random facts.
What year did they declare
it? 1972.
I remember Father's Day before that.
Maybe it was an unofficial jam before that.
Let me look. Maybe this is in another.
Growing up, my dad's birthday was always on Father's Day.
Maybe they may have had the date wrong. Hang on.
Or close to it. It's 17th of June.
The sermon took place in 1909.
Hmm.
So this is the other story. The first Father's Day. Father's Day, June 5th. But due to some bad planning, the celebration was deferred to the third Sunday in June. 1924, President Calvin Coolidge recommended that Father's Day become a national holiday, but no official action was taken. In 66, Lyndon B. Johnson, through an executive order, designated the third Sunday in June as the official day. However, it wasn't until 72, during the Nixon administration, that Father's Day was officially recognized.
Officially.
So, yeah, you've had Father's Day for a while.
Yeah.
We've known it's always existed, but it wasn't anything official on the books or anything like that until 1972.
I see, said the black man.
Yep.
How about that?
From Nixon.
Interesting.
7:38 on News Talk 93.1 FM. They're going to caucus on a $10 food outlet pop quiz question. And while they're doing that, let me take a moment here to remind you about... I would hope anybody that has friends that listen to this show has learned the lesson by now that if you're in a wreck and you want your car fixed properly, down to the smallest detail, Montgomery Paint and Body is the choice, the gold standard in automobile body repair.
Amen.
When Donnie Turner, say it again.
Amen.
Donnie Turner. Which one did you want?
Praise Donnie. Well, look, you know, it's a building on East Shirley Lane there. It's got state-of-the-art equipment inside. Some mighty talented people who are top-notch at using that equipment. But the foundation of Montgomery Paint and Body was built on Donnie's principles. And that is to never shortchange a customer to make sure that their car was completely and fully repaired, that no steps were skipped in the process. Where the customer might be shortchanged, that money from the insurance company could be put into somebody's pocket. Because that was the game 3.5 decades ago. It just was. Donnie wouldn't play it. He did that at the risk of perhaps the business not succeeding. But he would not change. He would not adjust his principles. And guess what? He prevailed. And now they are the gold standard for automotive body repair. I've seen some before and afters that are stunning. Cars that... How are they going to fix that? How's that car going to look as good as new, maybe better? But they do it time after time after time. So whether it's a very complicated type of wreck situation or something that's just a lot of cosmetics that need fixing up, they do a job that makes the car look as good as new, maybe better. So call MPB when you need them. 27 Wreck with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body on the Boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Good as new. Maybe better.
All the folks agree that this is terrible. This is one of the worst catastrophes in the world.
This emotional moment was brought to you by my incompetence.
Oh, hit the wrong button.
Yeah, because now it's time to play and win our pop quiz with Quizmaster Jay.
You played it off like you meant to do that and we're going into something else.
That's how I've learned to make mistakes with authority.
here in Random Facts, we talked about the Wonton Food Company. They're the world's largest manufacturer of fortune cookies. Where are they based out of?
You know, I couldn't answer that. I missed that part of it. I got most of it, but I missed that.
Sure ain't China.
Well, 272-9228 is the number to call if you do know the answer. 272-9228. First caller with the correct answer wins $10 of free shopping at the food outlet nearest you. And even fortune cookies are cost plus 10% at the food outlet nearest you. Let's check traffic.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling through the middle of our 7 o'clock rush hour. And if you're on I-65, yep, there's a slowdown headed into the downtown area. It starts around Highway 143. And by the way, there's a disabled vehicle on the shoulder right in that area, so be careful. The traffic on I-85 is moving along pretty well this morning. The boulevard is extremely crowded. Be careful around I-85 and between the Atlanta Highway and the Wetumpka Highway. And speaking of Wetumpka, if you're coming in on Highway 231, there's a big crowd rolling with you. Be careful around the Jasmine Hill Road area, the Red Road traffic light, and when you reach the boulevard. Let's be careful and get into work safely this morning. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call me, Stuart Vance, 333-3333.
No representation is made, but the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
All right, Donnie gets first crack at today's pop quiz question. Donnie, what's your answer?
Brooklyn, New York.
Absolutely correct. That is right.
Congrats. Right. How many do they make a day, do you know?
It was like 5.4 million or something like that.
Yeah, switch those numbers around and you got it.
6?
4.5.
4.5 million.
Zach, I'd like to test my own retentive skills, too, because I'm at that age where you start to worry.
Well, do you remember what the name of the cucumber is that he mentioned?
Yes, the burpless.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
You know, I know that because Wiley sent me a screenshot.
Oh, you got it on the screen.
The seedless European burpless, or hothouse, where it's commonly grown or commercially grown, grows to be 1 and 2 feet, and like those are those long, skinny, green things.
Yeah.
And they're usually wrapped individually in plastic.
But it says it's a sweet variant, so I'm really kind of curious as to what that tastes like.
Well, I don't know. It's a Hershey bar in green, but...
And I wonder, so you create pickles out of cucumbers, right? So
yes.
You'd have a different kind of...
I'm curious of that, too. Yeah. What does a burpless cucumber taste like once it's pickled?
Yeah.
Well,
so many questions.
A lot.
The good news is, Donnie, you are a winner. So you hang on, and Jay will be jam up and jelly tight with you in a second. Keith, good morning to you. Thanks for trying.
Good morning. Hope y'all have a great day.
Thanks.
We appreciate it. And Kenny, thank you for trying. You just missed. You were caller too.
Yeah, I was a little too slow again, as usual.
Well, it's a good thing you hung in there.
Because I'm the kind of you want to know why.
Sometimes the first person doesn't have the right answer, and you get a chance to win. So
you can win Friday. You never know.
Keep going for it, my friend.
That guy that was talking about the, the reason why there's tornadoes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
On the counter, you want to know why.
Yeah, right.
If that was really the case because of roundabouts or mm-hmm. England would have tornadoes every day.
Well, that's good. Yeah. That's a good point. That's a very good point.
I mean, seriously. So he was a
kind of
like...
The sad is there's people that believe that, and there are more people than just that guy that believe that nonsense.
Yeah. Greg, do I understand that you have nasal pharyngitis?
Well, yes, I do.
Thank you. Funny that it's not funny, but the first time I ever heard that, I was a teenager, and back when we had family doctors. Anyway, I go in, and my throat's killing me. My doctor looks down my throat and he goes, "You've got nasal pharyngitis." I'm thinking, "What in the world is that?" And he explained it to me. And back then, they didn't have all these so-called miracle drugs that you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
So he gave me a prescription of penicillin pills, told me to take them all, and then it was over with. But, yeah, that's not it's very painful. Not comfortable at all.
Oh, gosh.
It's the worst thing in the world.
I've been coughing. I don't know if that's a sign. Yeah, so we'll see.
Yeah, get
so
it for me.
We'll see.
I feel your pain.
All right. Thanks for calling, man. Have a great day.
Kenny. Barney the Dinosaur, by the way, takes on the very touchy topic of cosmetics when we get to him in just a couple of minutes. 7:46.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery Subaru.
kind of yucky out there this morning with a 500-foot overcast, a little bit of mist out there, and ridiculous humidity. Hot and humid again today with a high around 91. Fortunately, most of you at least had some rain yesterday, some more than others. The airport 0.62. Today, there'll be scattered thunderstorms roaming around again, most numerous in the afternoon and evening hours. Not as many as yesterday, I don't think, but they'll fade out tonight with the high today 91, tonight's low in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, kind of a difficult thunderstorm forecast day because there may be a complex of storms we're dealing with early in the day, maybe as early as pre-dawn in some parts of the state, and then another round developing in the afternoon, some of which could be strong, possibly severe tomorrow. So our weather app will help you out there with tomorrow's high 93. Not as many storms around on Friday and only widely scattered storms over the upcoming weekend, but a hot weekend it'll be with highs in the middle 90s and triple digit heat indices. Right now this morning, 100% relative humidity out at the airport because the temperature equals the dew point. It's 74 at 747.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bang for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
I mentioned coming up, Barney's lesson for the week is on cosmetics. Yesterday, we broke the news that the sad look that dogs give us, that manipulative little face that is ingrained, that goes back thousands of years when they learned, because wolves... I had a friend that couldn't say wolf. She used to say woofs.
Woofs.
Couldn't say wolves. Woofs. They don't have the facial muscles to make that sad, sympathetic face, but most dogs do.
Right. Yeah.
And today we premiere a song dedicated to the skill of our four-legged friends to be able to get whatever the hell they want from us because they know how to make that face. That pleading.
They don't have to make that face, really, for me. I just, yeah.
Well, I'm everybody is a pushover like you.
I am very weak.
Bailey can play me like a fiddle, I swear.
I know. I was standing outside the weather office this morning, and I knew something was going on in there where Bailey was manipulating, which is the way it is. Yesterday, by the way, was a fantastic day on the markets.
Yes, it was.
Brant McDonald joined us yesterday afternoon at 5:10 to explain why and why we may see more of it coming. Whatever happens today, he'll analyze it for us this afternoon at 5:10. And don't forget, if you've never had the chance to sit down with a financial planner and get something going for your future, he's the guy. 387-0094 at McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. Fantastic people.
From the Fox Business Network, the Federal Reserve's meeting wraps up today. Most economists believe the Fed will not lower interest rates today. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell is expected to offer comments on the economy, possibly a clue about whether it will lower interest rates in the summer. Apple is believed to be looking for new locations for 15 to 30% of its production because of the trade dispute with China. Reports say Apple is looking at Mexico, India, Vietnam, Indonesia, and Malaysia. Even if the trade situation is resolved, the reports say Apple is going ahead with moving some production out of China to other countries. Winnebago is reporting a mixed quarter. Motorhome sales declined. Winnebago says pending tariffs will start to impact its costs later this year. CBS is said to be working on an offer for its sister company, Viacom. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And now get your first month supply for just $5 at 4hims.com/Chris. Hims connects you with real doctors online who can prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. So easy. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to 4hims.com/Chris. That's 4hims.com/Chris.
What if you had your own personal recruiter to help you find a better job? And they would say, hey, I found a company that likes your profile and may even pay you more. Well, if you had a personal recruiter, that's what they'd do. But now, ZipRecruiter's technology can do that for you. Just download the free ZipRecruiter job search app, customize your job matches, and its technology does the work. It hustles for you to find jobs you'll like and puts your profile in front of employers who may be looking for someone just like you. If a company likes your profile, ZipRecruiter lets you know. And if you are interested, you can apply. No wonder ZipRecruiter is the number one rated job search app. And based on a third-party survey, 7 out of 10 people who found a new job on ZipRecruiter increased their salaries. So download the free ZipRecruiter app today and put the power of technology to work for you.
Results of a 2017 U.S. survey of over 500 ZipRecruiter users who got hired for a job they found on ZipRecruiter.
May I help you?
Well, howdy. I'm Bill the Electrician. Come to wire up your new air compressors.
Oh, well, okay. Never seen an electrician pull up in a camo Jeep with deer antlers on the front.
Yeah, that 3 points of beauty, ain't it?
No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com. He's a Grammy Award-winning, multi-platinum selling artist, and he's coming to Montgomery Sunday, September 8th. Boz Scaggs. Impact Live presents Boz Scaggs, Sunday, September 8th at 7:30 p.m. The dirty law down. Boz Scaggs at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center, Sunday, September 8th. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office and Ticketmaster. Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about cosmetics. You want some makeup on your face, you put mom's lipstick on it, then you start to play with cans of hairspray. Now you are afraid cosmetics make you vomit. Kids are headed for the hospital in growing numbers because they play with cosmetics. Oh, that lip gloss and concealer smell real good. So you think that they are just some other food. Your parents throw you in the car, family road trip to the ER, cause you drink nail polish remover like a fool. Well, at least if you're playing with cosmetics, you'll look beautiful for the doctors and nurses. Barney loves you.
There's always something that Barney can take on and talk about that won't frighten the bejeebers out of us. Oh, by the way, I was going through our files this morning and I found, remember KTEL products?
Yeah, KTEL presents, and that announcer, yes.
An old KTEL parody called KTEL Lovesick Hits that I saw this morning. I said, I'm going to pull that out and we'll play that sometime during the show because it's still pretty funny.
KTEL used to have these songs that, you know, hit songs and then repress them. And they were terrible pressings, by the way.
They were. Yeah. But they were like $1.98 and you get 30 songs. Some of them were hits. And almost, there were some songs that were on every single one. Like, J.J. Jackson, I think it was in 69. He had a mid-chart song called But It's All Right. And that was on every greatest hits compilation that ever came out.
True. Yeah.
And there were a couple of others that were just, they were always there. But it's all right.
And it was like terrible fidelity on those KTEL records.
But you know what? When I was first in radio, I used to get access to cases of those things, and I'd give them away as Christmas gifts, so I saved a lot of money. Because I could be a big shot, you see. We have Morning Maroon nominees. Those will, well, actually less than an hour from now. Oh, and look at this. Why, it's a truth or baloney game.
Oh.
On what subject today?
It's on Michael Jordan.
Wouldn't be very good.
Did we get a conundrum this morning?
Did not.
Oh, okay.
My error.
Unless that was what the quarter was holding, the paper of the quarter.
No, this is the calls list from yesterday.
It's my fault because in my pharyngeal condition.
I see.
Pharyngeal.
You like that? That's pretty good. I just made that up. I neglected to give it to you. Bodie McBoatface. We'll save that for later. And a follow-up to yesterday's electrifying story about the genetic history of the sad dog face.
Yeah.
And a song for the occasion. So we had all kinds of great stuff that you're going to love over the next 60 minutes on the show.
I can't wait for this next hour.
And by the way, we may have an excuse to play one of our all-time favorite recurring bits on this show a little early. In fact, several months early.
What?
But that's a tease. I can't tell you.
Oh, okay.
Why? Which, by the way, was also a very good Eagles song, and we all know
Eagles rule.
Thank you, Rich. That was perfectly
timed.
I
can't tell you why. Yeah, Timothy B. Schmidt.
Don't forget, tonight we will convene at Baum Hauer's after the show. This will be our final Wednesday night gathering for a couple of weeks.
Gotcha.
So we'll be going next. I think your group usually gets together. I mean, this is a group that loves to hang out. So I'm not saying you can't go. I won't be there. And then we're going to resume after the 4th. And we've got some special plans for those Wednesday night gatherings that I think you'll find to be, for those of you who have always been on the edge, and I met so many people like that, well, I want to go, but, I'm kind of shy. Whatever the story is, we have some new motivations coming your way. And I think that's pretty cool. And by the way, Bob says hello and sends his love and his appreciation to everybody who has been patronizing both restaurants. Downtown is open right now for breakfast. You ought to give it a shot. Because Baum Hauer's lunch and dinner, second to none, why not try breakfast there? If you would like to have your vision corrected through LASIK, it's a real simple process. But step one doesn't cost you a penny, but it's one that needs to be taken, and that's see the refractive surgery counselor at Montgomery Eye. They're easy to find. They're right across from Chappie's on Vaughan Road. You call them at 272-2020. Make an appointment to see the refractive surgery counselor. It'll take but a few minutes to fill out the paperwork and see the refractive surgery counselor and get a verdict on whether your vision issue can be corrected with LASIK. If it can, nobody's going to pressure you to make an immediate decision. Look at, talking to Joey yesterday, how amazing it was for him to have it. And then within 24 hours,